Hey, Mama, I am so glad to have you back with me today on the One Income Family Podcast. I have more information on the Christmas budgeting series, which I am super excited about, so make sure you continue listening. And today I am jumping into some systems that when plugged into your budgeting routine, you don't have to touch again. I mean, unless there's a big financial change, then you need to. But essentially, it takes the budgeting out of the budget. Yes, you heard me right. You can create a recurring budget that is simple and hands-off, which is so nice when you are in the nick of things. It helps you to save money by creating less touch points, helping you to essentially set and forget. This gives you back your time so that you can start tracking your finances and learn the amount that truly needs to be in each category. And you can focus more on learning how to become more frugal. So it's a win-win in all areas. So listen in so that you too can set in place these systems that will give you back your time, but most importantly, give you back your peace of mind, because sticking to your budget will become less of a chore once these systems are in place. So go grab your pen and paper and maybe something yummy and warm to drink, and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. There is so much hoopla around Christmas, and it can be so easy to get pulled into all that's going on. That's why it is so important to have a plan set in place to keep you from overspending and pulling money from the things that you need in order to live in December. Or maybe even swiping that credit card that causes you to struggle month to month. Maybe even ending up doing the credit card dance where you are rotating credit cards each year because it takes you more than 1 year to pay off your previous Christmas expenses. I want you to know that there is another way. I've overspent myself, and that's why it hurts me to think that you could be struggling too because of Christmas. Christmas is a time of joy, of laughter, of connecting with family and friends and sharing your love, a time to remember the one true gift, who is Jesus Christ. It's a great holiday, but when you get off the true meaning of Christmas, the expenses can go crazy. Stress levels rise and the joy of Christmas just disappears. I mean, who wants to remember that? So luckily, as you already know, starting Monday, November 13th at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you will have access to the very first episode of the 5-day Christmas budgeting series. And here's a sneak peek of what you will be getting. So on day one, we will be looking into your past Christmases. We will be looking to see what you have spent so that on day two, you can take those numbers and create a new budget with it. Day three, we will be diving into creating a Christmas that you enjoy, one that you and your kids remember, one that is stress-free and focused on what you want Christmas to look like. Day four, we will be going through your budget to find extra money to fund your Christmas budget, as well as ideas to help you maybe come up with some extra cash on the side. And on day five, we will be creating your spending plan so that you are ready to take on the sales that come with Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, and then any other Christmas sale that you may know of. But let's not forget the most exciting part of this week. The Christmas budgeting sale kicks off at the same exact time. For 7 whole days, starting November 13th through November 19th, you will have the opportunity to grab a deeply discounted financial strategy session along with a special bonus. So during a financial strategy session, you and I will create habits so that you can stick to your budget by putting in place systems, routines, and boundaries to keep you from overspending. So make sure that you join the community over on Facebook and join the email list so that you can grab that sale when it's available. So you can get those by going to bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity. So that's the Facebook group. And you can join the email list by going to bit.ly/theoneincomefamilyinsider. So the only difference between those is community and insider. But you can also get those in the show notes. So get ready as this 5-day Christmas budgeting series plus the Christmas budget sale is going to whip your budget into shape so that you can have a financially stress-free Christmas that continues into the new year. I remember when I first started budgeting as a one-income family. I remember sitting down and trying to figure out, you know, the best system that worked for us, the way that we felt like we could all spend the money that we wanted, not feel restricted, and just really get along, you know, with our finances. We didn't want to feel stressed about it. We didn't want to not be able to pay our bills, not be able to go grocery shopping, you know, all the fears that come with living on one income. And so I remember sitting down and I created a paycheck to paycheck budget. And it worked. I was able to stick with it, but it was just so much work, like trying to figure everything out. And it took, I don't know, so much time to sit down and really figure it out. And then because it took so much time, I never used it. So I was like, well, what's the point in this? Like, I sat down to figure out this budget. I spent all this time, and then I don't even use the budget. I don't stick to it. I don't have boundaries in place that keep me from overspending in any of my areas. And so I remember the first time that I finally figured out the best way to budget and create systems for my budget. And the first thing that I want to talk about today is to stick to your budget and to not spend a whole lot of time in that budget is by setting up a monthly budget. Now, yes, I also say that you should budget by paycheck. So as you get that money in, you should be dispersing that money where it needs to go. However, when you are setting up the overall budget, you should be looking at the overall month. You should be looking at the overall expenses and creating a budget based off of what is happening that month rather than what is happening in those 2 weeks or in that week or the month, you know, however you get paid. But you should definitely be looking at the whole month, because when you're able to see everything that's coming in, everything that you have to do in a month, it makes life so much easier, especially when bills come out monthly. They don't come out, you know, based on your paycheck like your benefits do, but they come out monthly. And so when you actually look at a monthly budget, then it just makes cutting down the amount that you need per paycheck in each category so much easier, because you're able to divide that by 2 or maybe divide that by 4 based on how many paychecks you get. But by having the overall view, you're able to actually put each dollar where it needs to go. You're able to give each dollar a job and not just have some random money laying on the side because you're not sure where it needs to go, or you think it needs to go to a certain location and then you find out that it doesn't. When you look at the monthly overview of expenses, it just makes it so much easier to really understand like what's going on in your finances, because the world is set up monthly, but our paychecks most of the time are not, which makes it difficult. So you need to figure out your way of mixing it together. And by starting with a monthly overview of your budget, that is going to really help you cut down on the not sure of where your money's coming from for your bills, especially because your bills aren't going to be the same amount each paycheck based on your month. But if you set up a monthly budget, they will be the same coming out each month, and it will make it so much easier and less stressful. So that is the first system that I want you to implement so that you are able to create a budget that's less stressful and is not as time consuming. Alrighty, so moving on to system number two, I want you to set up automatic transfers. So what I mean is you can set them up, you know, as they come into your paycheck, like the automatic transfers of being paid. You can set them up that way, or you can set them up just based on your account. So when it comes into your account, you can set up automatic transfers in that account to other accounts so that if you're saving up a certain amount, it can automatically be put into that savings account. And it's less touch points for you to be like, oh, well, I can use that money somewhere else, or that's money I can go out and eat on, instead of I have this financial goal that I want to achieve. And by automatically putting that money away and not seeing it, not touching it, not thinking about it, you don't have that feeling of really wanting to spend it on something else or thinking that you have more money than you don't. Because maybe you're trying to pay off debt. And so maybe when that money comes in, you set up an automatic payment for an extra principal payment that'll just automatically go into that debt and get paid off. If it's in that account, or you can do a bill pay system where you automatically send that extra money out to that account. You know, there are so many ways of doing it, so many ways of setting it up, but having those automatic transfers in place so that the money gets taken out of the full lump sum and separated into smaller lump sums, it just makes it so much easier to track, so much easier to see how much money you have, how much you can spend, how much you shouldn't spend, what you can and can't touch. And it just helps having, like, setting those boundaries by having more accounts, which kind of leads into a bonus system, is to have more checking accounts, have more savings accounts, so that you are able to transfer that money into there, which I will go deeper into this when I get to system number four. But I really just want you to think about the automatic transfer part, because like I said, when you don't have that hands-on touch, when you don't have that see, feel, do, want to spend that money kind of thing going on inside of you, it makes it so much easier not to overspend like your full amount. It makes it so much easier to have a set amount and be able to stick to it because that's all you have. So I might just go into that step that I'm kind of touching on, which is setting up and creating an electronic cash envelope system. Now, I don't mean that you have to have like an account for every single category like some people do. I have a certain amount of accounts that are attached to. So I have a savings account because I want my money to be making money for me, right? So I have a savings account that is, for instance, my sinking funds account for the year. So like bills that I have that are on a yearly payment plan that I have of my own, I have that in its own separate account that's then attached to my bills checking account, because those bills are going to be paid out of my bills checking account, because sometimes it's a check, sometimes it's a debit card, you know, however that's done, but that's what that account is for. So I have a savings account attached to a checking account, and I have four of them like that. I have four savings accounts attached to four checking accounts for different things that my budget needs, for different needs that my family needs, which I will go into what accounts that I think each family should have in a later episode. But just for you to get a feel of it, I don't think you should go out and open a checking account for your groceries, a checking account for your gas, a checking account for eating out. You know, I think there are ways of consolidating it and not making it so overwhelming to have to track, because I did try that and I was it was a struggle for me to be able to track it and to see how much money that I had and how much money I could use, because I was also trying to save in those accounts, and it became a headache. And then when I figured out this system, things have definitely gone a lot smoother along the way. So having that cash envelope system in a way in place, it definitely helps. So I suggest having at least 4 different checking accounts so that you can have the systems, the ability to put those automatic transfers in place and to have more lump sums like divided so that you're not wanting to spend it all. And it, like I said, it puts those boundaries in place and helps you stick to your rules and stick to your budget, because if it's not there, it's not there. But you also need to, depending on your spending habits, you might need to put that cash envelope system into place for a few months. I have yet to try that, so I'm not going to go too deep into that. But I am this month going to set it up so that I can give you an inside view of what it's like, of what it feels like, of the mindset shifts that have to go on, of the struggles, of the differences between the electronic system and the cash system, and really give you an idea as to how it can help you maybe break those spending habits that maybe you don't want, or maybe it will help you. Maybe it's something that you will like along the way instead of the electronic way. So I will go into that in a later date, because I have yet to try it and I don't want to talk about something that I have yet to try. But I do think that it's going to be a great benefit, and that it's really going to help both my husband and I really learn how to use money to the best of its use instead of abusing it by just being able to transfer money with the ease of the electronic cash envelope system. So we will see where that goes. Definitely have set in place the electronic cash envelope system, because it will help you with those boundaries, even if it's not as tight and strict as the actual physical cash. Okay. So then the next system that I want to talk about is to create a simple budget. And what I mean, I know I talked about the monthly budget, but sometimes people can create so many categories and so many things that they're broken down that it's hard to follow, that it's hard to know where the money is going, to know where you need to take money from, to really understand everything. So when it's so intricate and so focused and narrowed down, it can be really hard to want to track it, because then there are so many things that you're looking at. For instance, one thing that I really struggled with was separating my what I like to call consumable items from my grocery budget. So I had my food, and then I had like my toiletries and cleaning and hair stuff and all that kind of stuff mixed in with the grocery budget, as I'm sure that you do. And I was trying to figure out how I was going to separate that out. Like, do I go through and buy everything separate so that I have different receipts for that, so it's easier to track? Because a lot of the time it just ended up on one receipt and it was hard to follow, it was hard to track, and I didn't want to have to go through each and every receipt and decide, well, was this a food item or was it a consumable item? Was this a toiletry or was it for the vehicle? You know, trying to really just separate those out when I'll just get them all at the same time at Walmart was like a headache. So simplifying your budget so that there aren't as many specific categories makes it a lot easier to track, a lot easier to follow, and a lot easier to stick to your budget, because you're able to mix it all together. And it doesn't make it such a headache that when you sit down to do it, you don't want to do it. When you have something set up that you are struggling with, that overwhelms you, that stresses you, your body just like goes into this mode where it's resistant of everything related to that system, because you don't want to do it. You are resentful. You are just, you you know, everything, all that feelings, you know, everything that just builds up and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. But, you know, you have to. So you sit down and you grit through it. Well, don't make it so hard. Make it more simple. Make it easier to understand, easier to put in place so that when you set up your automatic transfers, when you set up your cash envelope system, you only have a few things to put in place instead of 500 little itty bitty things. So when you are creating your categories, do it simply. Do a few, do a way that you can like combine things so that you don't have 50,000 things to look at, because that is what causes the stress. That's what causes the overwhelm. That's what causes the lack of desire to stick to the budget. And it really makes it hard to want to continue to follow something that you don't like. So set it up in a way that you do enjoy. Set up in a way that's going to achieve your financial goals. It's going to bring you joy. It's going to bring you happiness because you're getting the things that you are wanting to get. It's giving you the life that you are looking for. And it's not setting it up in a way that you are just like 100% against it. So I hope that these systems make sense. I hope that you try them out, and definitely come over into the Facebook group and share with me your findings. Share with me your thoughts on it and everything that comes with you. Like, what feelings do you get when you hear these things? Does it sound overwhelming? Does it sound hopeful? Does it sound exciting? I know for me, when I figured this out, oh my gosh, I got so excited. I was like as giddy as a little kid at Christmas, right? I was super excited. And once I got it all set in place, which I will be truthful, I don't have my automatic transfers in place yet because we just got on a new financial budget with my husband just transferring from jobs to a new job. So I haven't gotten that in place yet because I haven't figured out the exact amounts that I need to transfer. But I know that once I get that in place, it's going to be like a weight off my shoulders. I'm not going to have to worry about sitting down and transferring money every single day or every single week or biweekly, however the system is in for me. I could do it biweekly and I can do it weekly. So it's just a matter of which system I want to work on, you know. So there are still some ideas in my budget and I will let you know how that goes when I get there. But I am just super excited about all these systems being in place. And I'm excited to hear what you think about them and how they are impacting you and whether you're enjoying them or not. So bring them over to the Facebook group and definitely come join the Facebook group and become an insider so that you can learn more about the Christmas budgeting series that is happening next week. Eek! I'm super excited. I hope you're as excited as I am. I'm excited about the series. I'm excited about the sale because there's so much goodness in store for you. And I am just excited to see what it is that you are able to glean from it. So I will see you guys on Monday next week as we start the Christmas budgeting series. Otherwise, I pray you have a great week. And yeah, just come over to the Facebook group. Oh, I better let you know what the link is, right? So that is bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity to join the Facebook group. And it's bit.ly/theoneincomefamilyinsider so that you can join the newsletter and all the other goodness that comes with it that you will be getting through the Christmas budgeting series and the sale, just so that you know what's going on. So definitely come join those. Otherwise, I will see you guys on Monday for the Christmas budgeting series. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. And it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies. So I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.